Are certain nursery rhymes actually harmful to children?
What?
Like, Brooke, have you ever sang this one to your Titanic-loving 4-year-old?
What's this one?
Hickory dickory dock.
Yeah.
The mouse ran up the clock.
Okay. I love this one.
The clock struck one. The mouse said, "We're late."
Oh!
Oh! Sorry, little Alder. Cry yourself to sleep tonight,
wow.
Just like when mommy normally sings to you. Because we gotta get the WCII. Which clip is it?
Oh my god.
Two viral sound bites and only enough time to hear one of them. Let's get right to your choices.
Sorry, Brooks, kiddos.
I feel like you're extra aggressive today.
I like it.
We're gonna go with option one, a 25-second clip of a soothing cello. Melting your mind and your heart with a nostalgic throwback rendition of maybe the greatest TV theme song of all time.
Whoa.
Or option two, a 38-second clip of an Amazon Alexa going rogue.
Ooh.
As in Rogue One, Star Wars, Clone Wars, when she starts rattling off jokes about clones.
Oh my goodness.
What's it gonna be? Harmonic strokes or corny jokes? Oh. Alexis.
I don't even know Star Wars, but I'll still say corny jokes.
Okay, come on.
You know I love a corny joke.
Yay, corny joke.
Why? Don't you guys like culture on this show? Okay.
Well, I used to play the viola.
Culture and TV theme songs.
Let's listen to the sound of an Amazon Alexa going rogue, telling jokes about clones.
Did you hear about the mom who bragged about how she ate her clone? She's just so full of herself. What did the tornado say to its annoying double?
What?
Sigh, clone. Your mom said she did not understand the science behind cloning. I told her, that makes two of us. Did you hear? Scientists are cloning John Lennon. What if it all goes wrong and they clone millions of John Lennons? Imagine all the people. Alexa's clone signing off.
I don't know if I got any of those. I don't know.
That checks out.
I don't think so.
Oh, they were so good.
We'll explain them to you later, okay. but that was which clip is it? We're just going to move on now to the shot caller question of the day.
Oh my God.
We got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to you. Gets asked a trivia question. If you answer it wrong, then you're going to get punished by singing a song while you get shocked. So text in to 78592 and tell us which song you'd like to hear. Brooke's going to draw a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Brooke?
I got Jose Ted Cruz is my dad, Bolaño.
Oh, what the heck? Ted Cruz is not my dad. I do wish he would take me to Cancun.
Ted Cruz's secret son is putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us a shock collar question of the day.
A new survey asked people to estimate how much of their life is taken up by work.
Ooh.
Is there any guesses of the percent of what people said?
96%.
Jeff.
I'm sure it's over 80, right?
Yeah, it feels like it.
The average answer was 42%.
Oh, dramatic, geez, guys.
People have it easy.
Are we just like enveloped in our jobs?
But we want it to be around the 30% level. So most people wish they could be working less and enjoying life more.
Yeah, of course.
That's known as the Bolaño's parable.
Absolutely.
The survey also asked people to name the top perks that people wish they had at work, and I'll give you the number one answer. It's bonuses. Especially around the holidays. People wish they could have some bonuses, some of that money.
Christmas bonus.
You need to give me the next top three, and when I read the question again, I'll tell you if you've mentioned all three or not.
Naps, free food, and...
Yeah, that's just your wish.
Yeah, exactly. And video games.
I mean, I think the free food is an interesting option, because I have a couple friends who work in tech, and they have, like, unlimited free food in their lunch thing.
I have a lot of friends who, if they go into the office, they get lunch brought to them every day.
Yeah. I actually heard at, like, Amazon that they have, like, a chef that cooks stuff.
All those tech companies have all these things included. Yeah. Like, they even do booze for free.
Whoa. That's because they have to keep them drunk enough to keep them at work for so long.
I would take that here. Like, Brooke, could you imagine a boxed wine fountain in the break room?
Brooke already does free booze.
Here's the thing, though. I feel like people are still unhappy with their jobs, even with the free food. I think it's just an easy way to satisfy employees for short term.
It's a great perk.
The first thing is definitely vacation days. Just days off.
Days off.
Or even mental health days. When you just can't do it and you need to just take a break.
More days off. I know here we have unlimited sick days, but work schedule so much, we can't take them. I mean, it's hard.
Honestly, one day on this show, and there's a couple of reruns, and people are like, you guys, where are you?
Somebody get sick? You just lost a listener.
But a lot of people are realizing
that. Day off, please.
Ever since the pandemic, a lot of people are realizing that a little bit of flexibility in their schedule goes a long way.
So, yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, an option to work from home when they need to. But that's different than a day off.
I want
to
hear the question again.
Yeah.
The number one perk people wish they had at work is bonuses, especially around Christmas time. And that would have happened here at our work, but Brooke had to pay an ecological fine for hazardous chemical dumping behind her home.
What are you dumping?
Why behind your house?
What's going on?
At least go to your neighbor.
You guys had some interesting thoughts, and out of the three that I need from you, you guys have mentioned two of them.
Okay.
So I'm going to lock in having sick days and vacation days off, like not working.
What about hunky, muscular security guards around the office?
We should get some of those.
Yeah, for real.
We have security, they're just downstairs. You guys never see them.
I don't feel safe with those guys. They need to be more muscular.
They're literally in uniform.
Like, what about a casual clothes day? I know we don't have to deal with that, but a lot of people around the country, they have to like dress up in suits and stuff to work.
That's true. Like PJs.
A lot of my friends can't wear jeans with holes. I don't know how you'd survive.
Yeah.
Well, I honestly don't.
So like looser.
No dress.
See, I was thinking of other perks. Like they're paying for your cell phone or they're giving you a company card.
I literally was going to say company car. I was just going to say that. Give me a house.
One of the hardest things about being a working parent is finding daycare that's affordable.
Always offer to babysit your kids. That's not the same.
Whatever it takes to get my children away from me. Please.
But babysitting is actually really good.
Yeah. Lock some answers in here.
Okay, we're going to lock in free food, days off.
Okay.
Like more vacation or sick days off. And child care, Jake.
All right.
A new survey found the top four perks people wish they had at work, and I told you number one was bonuses.
Yes.
You had to give me the other three. Number two on my list was vacations.
Yay!
Either a vacation day on your birthday or discounts to take more vacations on like flights or places to stay and stuff like that.
Oh,
incentives.
Solid.
Number three on the list was free meals or snacks.
Yay! That's, oh my gosh.
You got that right.
So cool.
Either breakfast or lunch.
You sound hungry, bro.
Oh, man. I would put it all in my purse and bring it home.
And the number four perk that people wish they had at work, you said childcare.
Come on,
kids. They said better health benefits.
That's true. When I got my contract the first time, that was the first thing I spurred out. Like, I can go to the doctor. Yeah.
You didn't get them all right, Jose.
Darn it, so close.
You're going to get shocked. Somebody wanted to hear Old Town Road by Lil Nas X.
Ooh, I love Lil Nas X.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. Oh, I didn't even get to the horses in the back part.
Probably wish we had better health care after that shock, too. That's your shock collar question of the day. Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.